The courtyards of the public building were highly decorated, and they would be places where most of the population of Newsy could gather if they had to discuss a certain issue. Living space has also been identified in this public building, and it includes a small private chapel with painted walls that are much more elaborately decorated than other areas of the building. And there are also a number of texts that were found here. And these are the ones that are associated with the mayor's activities. So it was probably where the mayor lived. Among the private buildings, there's a wide range of variety and house type. And so there's no real typical house plan. We can identify a wealthy area at Newsy, and that's in the north and northwest of the town. It's very rare to be able to make distinctions like this, because most large cities aren't anywhere near completely excavated. But we can see that the houses in the northern quarter are larger, airier, more well-decorated. The texts from Newsy are especially informative about women's economic status. And we see that women owned real estate in their own name. We have examples of women owning both small single lots with a house or perhaps a plot of land, and then larger urban complexes, so several houses or a neighborhood in a city. Women sued and were sued in civil cases over land and in criminal cases concerning property. They won and lost these legal suits. It's important that women were able to own property because, according to all of our written sources and all of our understanding of Mesopotamia to this time, we know that land was a key source to real wealth. So if women own property, then they too have access to wealth and prosperity. We also see the women of Newsy arranging marriages of their children. And remember I said that often, or usually, it is the father who arranges these marriages. But at Newsy, we see women doing it as well. All in all, at Newsy, women had legal equality with men. They were witnesses. They were treated in the same way when they were called as witnesses. The only exception is that women were not allowed to be judges. This was explicitly forbidden in one of the texts. And we also see a parity between men and women when it comes to inheritance. Daughters could inherit the same amount of land as sons could. All of this seems like a little wonderful haven in northeastern Iraq for a woman. So let's balance the picture a little bit. Even though we have a lot of texts that describe women's economic activity, their legal activities, on the whole, there were far fewer women than men engaged in business, even at Newsy. And those women who were involved in business were almost always in some unusual marital situation where there was no male representative for the family. The most common example is that of a widow whose son was below the age of majority. So a young son, small family, and a woman trying to keep the property together for her son to turn over to him. By about 1300, texts inform us of an increasing economic polarization at Newsy. And there's a noticeable subdivision of agriculture into smaller and smaller plots, owned by a few individuals who buy up the majority of the land. So the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. Even though we can trace this development, we don't understand why the city was declining at this time, or why it was different than anywhere else. But shortly after 1300, Newsy was abandoned. City life in the second millennium BC Mesopotamia drew together people of many professions and incomes. We see a wide range of written and archaeological evidence that informs us about urbanism. In the next lecture, we will move to an even more mundane topic, food and drink in Mesopotamia.